LB, Darren Lehman's private dancer. I'll dance for his money. Don't worry about that. That's something I can do. 20 to 8 on a Thursday morning. Very keen to find out what he's got for us today. The former Australian coach, Australian cricket legend. He'd be a Tina Turner fan, I'm sure. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Half. How are you? Yeah, sad day, isn't it? Absolute legend of the music industry. She's a ripper.
What's your favourite?
Oh, simply the best. Has to be, doesn't it? Even for an AFL fan, the NRL promo those years were unbelievable, weren't they? Were simply the best.
Yeah, you would have had a few highlights reels played with that track underneath it through the journey, wouldn't you?
Not me, mate, because I wasn't the best. Simple fact of life.
You're pretty bloody good as far as I'm concerned, Boof. Pretty good. Even the dog likes it. Which is
Even the dog does like being
sparked, like, hey, does the dog like Josh Hazlewood? Is there any concern in your eye about Josh Hazlewood's impact in this Ashes with this little niggle he's come home with?
It's a little niggle, isn't it? So you're a little bit worried about it. But look, at the end of the day, the medical staffs are pretty good. They'll work out what the best way is to get him back. We need a fit and firing Josh Hazlewood. Obviously, we've got Scotty Boland, who's fantastic as well. So bowling depths are fine, but you'd really like Josh Hazlewood's record in England's excellent, so we'd really like him over there. So fingers crossed the next couple of weeks go quite well with it. And if it's only a precaution one, then you'd think he'd be okay, but we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, so he won't. It looks like he won't be considered for the World Test Championship final against India, which is next June 7 at the Oval, which we're looking forward to. When they leave tomorrow, I think the Aussie boys. So Michael Neese is over there at the moment. Do you reckon, from what you're hearing, is he a chance to come into that team?
Oh, you'd think so. You'd think Hazlewood out for that one, and Neese comes in as cover and may play. He's been in unbelievable form, hasn't he? Wickets and got 100 last week against Steve Smith, so he's been in form. And look, he was a little bit unlucky not to be picked in the original squad. So, you know, he's over there playing. He's in form, so I couldn't see why they wouldn't bring him into the squad.
So just on the fast bowling unit, Boof, it's five tests in, well, it's basically six tests in 7 weeks with the test championship involved as well. Five against England, one against India. How do you manage a group like that when you've got such quality, but you've got to get them through that length of bowling, that tenure of effort through a 7 week period?
Well, we never had that before because we've always had tour games, you know, throughout the tour. You know, you've had one tour game after the sort of second test and then after the fourth test. So you've got a sort of 2 week break between test matches. So it's really crammed this time. So it's a little bit different. You know, they've got the extra bowlers. So, and to be fair, if there's one strength in Australian cricket at the moment, it's their pace attack.
Yep.
You know, we've obviously got, you know, quality players right throughout, but our pace attack is unbelievable. So I'm not so worried about that because we'll be able to rotate better than England. If they've got problems, which they have with Archer, Wood, now Anderson's in a little bit of doubt.
Yes.
You know, they're starting to get thin. Robinson's got some problems. You know, they're dragging the other players now already. Their pace attack's not that strong. You know, in England conditions, if it's swinging and seaming conditions, then, you know, they're going to be quite effective. But if they're flat, like they want flat wickets so they can play this Baz ball, I'm not sure they've got the firepower to bowl us out. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting one. Which sort of wickets they produce and then what we go with. And from our bowler's point of view, six tests in 8 weeks, I think we'll be fine because we'll be able to move them around depending on conditions a little bit.
Does that affect the chemistry, though, of the unit when they are moved around?
Ideally, you want the bowlers to play the five test matches, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what normally happens. In Australia, it's a little bit easier because, as I said, you get a break and you know what you're getting. And the wickets don't change too much. Over there, the wickets and conditions change quite a bit depending on whether you're up north or down south. So that will happen naturally, so it's not a bad thing.
Okay, well, that's from the Australian bowling perspective. You talked about England having to bowl Australia out. I saw Stuart Broad's getting involved in the back and forth, which has been quite good to read and be a part of in the build-up to the Ashes campaign. He says he's loving the circus, the to and fro between the players, but he's targeting Labuschagne and Smith. He reckons he's been able to get a few things in his head that he's able to have a bit of an impact in this series with Labuschagne and Smith, and they probably hold the key, do they not?
Well, they do, and he probably needs to, Broad, doesn't he? I mean, he struggled against Smith Labuschagne in the last couple of series.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's a fine bowler. He's been a great bowler for England over many years. So the challenge for the English is to get them out, because if they don't get them out, we're going to make enough runs. There's no doubt about that. And fingers crossed they don't get them out. Now, boys make a lot of runs, and Labuschagne's been in good form in the county circuit, as has Smith in the last couple of games. So, you know, I think, you know, there's always a challenge there. Depends on conditions, overhead conditions, if it's going to swing around, etc. If it's a beautiful summer, like it's predicted to be, and the wickets are flat, then there's some big runs for our batters to be had.
So what about the fact that the Smith and Labuschagne are over there at the moment? Do you like that preparation from their perspective?
Oh, very much so, because we've got no tour game. So not having a tour game hurts us a little bit, I feel. But, you know, they're over there playing. So we've got a few blokes playing, which is good.
And from the Test Championship perspective, Buff, it's been a while since we've played a bit of Test cricket. What would a two-part question, what would it mean to win the Test Championship for Australia? But also, what level of play would you expect them to walk straight back into?
Oh, I think it'll be competitive. They've been playing IPL, so it'll be pretty competitive. India want to win it, obviously. New Zealand won it the last time it was played, so they want to rectify that, and India want to hold the mace as such. Look, for me, if you said you can win the Test Championship, lose the Ashes, or vice versa, I'm taking the Ashes every day of the week. That's just a simple historic view from my point of view. So I'd rather, you know, just get it right and get the team right for the first Ashes series. Yes, it's an important game, the ICC Test Championship, but Ashes is more important.
Yeah, well, that's interesting to hear. Speaking of coaching, because you're one of the greats, when you hear and see the conversation from Damien Hardwick this week, and he's having to walk away, it's all got a bit much, and the Adam Simpson conversation, they want him to take an extended break at the end of the year, and Alistair Clarke's has stood down for pressures outside of footy as well. You've been in the cauldron of coaching a national team, an international sport. What's the? Do you think it's getting worse, the pressure of being a coach at the professional level?
Oh, it's tough. Mate, it's the best job in the world, but it's the toughest job as well because the pressures of it outside the game, almost off the field. The coaching and the actual tactical side is pretty easy and good fun. You know, that's good fun. Yeah. All the other stuff that comes with it. So that makes it quite tough. And I know towards the end I was cooked. So, you know, it's just what it is. You've got to be really enjoying it, loving it day in, day out, and giving it your all because that's all you can do. If you're not, you've got to get out. So I admire those guys who are taking a break because, you know, it's tough work. You know, obviously I took a break sort of mid-term of my tenure. It would have been quite refreshing and good. It's hard to do. Well, you know, Australian cricket goes away 300 days a year. You know, that's even double what the AFL are doing, if that makes sense, with more pressure. So, you know, I should have taken a break, definitely. So these guys step away from the game. I see no problems with it. And, you know, I wish them a speedy recovery. And then they get back to be a really good coach and good person again.
So you won't be applying for the Richmond job?
Now, if Ado Crows come up, Nick can help him out.
Hey, Nixie's not going anywhere, mate. He's on fire, your Crows.
I'm happy with my Crows. And Nixie, I just, if you need to hand anywhere, I'm happy to help.
Well, he loves the show, so he'll be listening. Expect a call a little bit later on today. Great to chat as always, mate. Go well.
Cheers, pal.